at the same, had you the same church. One used it two Sundays, one two Sundays. Because there's very few, that's a big Baptist community. So one day my daughter told, after I was married, she says, I kind of lean toward the Presbyterians. Said, why were you why were we all us Presbyterians? Just because you and Daddy were? I said, your daddy was Presbyterian. She said, why didn't you tell me? I just never even thought about it because it'd been so long and that's what she said. You want to know why Cecil and Ray and me are Methodist? Just because you and Daddy was. No, Daddy was Presbyterian.
Well, you said you communed with the Presbyterians and the Baptists didn't like it, is that
so? About 8 or 10 of us.
Oh, did you tell them?
I turned us up. Man that married me turned out of church.
Yes, that's the very one.
Yeah. They hate to do it though. They try to make us say we're sorry, but I said no, I'm not sorry. Mm-hmm. So they finally had to give us up.
Oh, you aren't so bad, are
you? That's true.
You got a wonderful spirit now, and I think you always did.
Well, I wasn't gonna say I was sorry. If I'd been sorry, I wouldn't have done it.
Uh-huh. If you thought it was wrong, you wouldn't have gone over it.
I said there was no need of being selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Baptists won't let you have
them.
They
said,
we don't have that church, you know. They wouldn't.
Oh,
no.
I see.
Wouldn't give
them
communion.
I think they do now. Some of them don't.
So we commune with the Presbyterian and turn us up. After so long a time.
Mm-hmm.
They just come back. And I said, I said,
I didn't realize
that. Last time I went, I told them, I said, now you're going to do what you please with me, but I'm going to be a Presbyterian.
Mm-hmm.
They let me alone.
I grew up in the Presbyterian Church, and I don't remember anything about it. In fact, it seems to me that on Communion Day, there was an open invitation to everyone.
That's what
the
Methodist
said. That's what the Methodist said. The Presbyterians pass those through the congregation, as they
right.
used to.
Mm-hmm.
And Methodists go up to the altar.
Mm-hmm.
But they invite anybody to come that wants to.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean so plain to us? I did it. It wasn't somebody else to say why we do it, not us.
Your conscience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think it's so much in that anyway as it is what you are in your heart.
Yes, I think
that's
true.
It's just forms, that's all. Mm-hmm.
There's that much difference among denominations. I do, or at least I used to like the Presbyterians, because on the whole, Presbyterian ministers were well-educated, and they're
sure.
very, very logical, and very
good
sermons.
That's what I said, I was smart. Most anybody can be a Baptist preacher.
We used to have some mighty good Presbyterian preachers out in the show. We had some mighty good Methodists out there, too. But, like you said, the Presbyterians are generally well educated.
What time do you have your nap? Is it about time you got to take your nap?
I don't take any time I do that.
I see.
I hope I don't know the yard. I don't know. The yard needs it so bad. That way you can't get neither one more yard now.
Oh, they won't.
No. They got a little boy to pick up the yard.
My goodness, they don't cut my yard. I'm glad it's a job to get the yard to cut me.
It's a real problem finding somebody. And actually, it's much easier nowadays than it used to be.
Last year, we had a man that he was going to school in the start, but he'd go up that school. And in the afternoon, he'd mow yards. Nice man. He mowed so good, so many ditches. He'd run his mower up and then down these ditches and clean them. This fella can't, he's little.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let him do it, and the mower jerked him down in there, you know, lady.
Mm-hmm.
He got married, he had to quit.
Oh, I see.
Got a little baby now, so he won't have time to live
it.
But then this little fella took it, he's little, but he mowed it pretty good.
Without that fan on his cool, it's dull.
Huh?
Without that fan on his cool, it's dull.
It was a nice breeze this morning.
Uh-huh. And yesterday it was a breeze till later on. Well, that's all it's going to be.
give you all.
Well, thank you very much. I really enjoyed it.
I went to the door and it was a man there come to write mom an insurance policy. Did she tell you she took out a hospital policy the other day?
No, I didn't.
Tried to get about two shorty head.
Well,
she won't have anybody waiting on her.
I see.
So he came and he told me.
If I get out
helpless,
they won't have
any
bother me.
Well, we were eating. Just had started. I said, well, come in and eat with us. He said, no, but he'd take a glass of tea. So he took his tea over there and he ate five rolls for that tea.
I see.
Well,
had to put a table out so he could get his tea.
Very delicious. I wonder, could we make sit out there with an Afghan? I'll tell you what, I have to go back to